The Truck, which premiered in the United States early this month, is a pickup truck. The pickup part of a pickup truck is not pickup in the sense of acceleration. And it's not a romantic or sexual pickup, although, if we believe the ads, some of these trucks do seem to attract women. This class of truck isn't named after a pickup in sales, although pickup sales have increased in the last decade. It's more like pick up your room, although not nearly so domestic. Instead, it's taking on freight, the pickup that comes before delivery. And this, in fact, is what technically makes a truck a truck. The dictionary says that a truck is any of various heavy automotive vehicles designed for transporting loads. This seems pretty clear. But the seeming clarity of this definition is muddled some by its connotative qualities. In American culture, the word truck transports a heavy load of cultural baggage. The truckness of a truck is, as the definition suggests, its carrying capacity. The bed of the new pickup truck that GM calls the truck has space for cargo, and most ads for pickups show people loading or transporting stuff. But not just any stuff. You don't see ads with pickups carrying shopping bags or boxes of clothes or piles of quilting fabric. You don't see them filled with lawn clippings or tree prunings or anything, in fact, that most people might put in them. Instead, the cargo is often associated with construction or farming or ranching or other outdoor occupations. Truck names often enhance this association with nature. You can buy the Dodge Dakota, for example, but not the Dodge Connecticut. There's a pickup called Montana, but not one called Manhattan or Massachusetts. Most people who own pickup trucks, of course, use them mainly as passenger cars. The cargo space is usually filled with air. So the main cargo the truck carries is symbolic value. Despite their rather wimpy repair records, for example, trucks are always sold as tough. Dodge trucks are Ram tough. Fords are built Ford tough. And Chevys are, curiously, like a rock. Dr. America calls this feature truculence. Even though they are made of the same materials as cars, trucks are always freighted with more toughness. This toughness isn't just mechanical. It's masculine. In the peculiar world of TV commercials, the hardness of trucks is contrasted with the softness of vans. The van is a symbol of a mother's care, while pickups are what we might call the masculine. Dodge trucks are Ram tough, not Lamb tough. Chevys are like a rock, not like a cream puff. And the people who drive these pickup trucks seem to pick up some of their toughness too. Testosterone seems to be a major byproduct of pickups. Sometimes, though, the tough-minded Dr. America is convinced that all this talk of Ram tough is just plain bull. In ads and other events, trucks are also portrayed as big and powerful. Ads for GM's The Truck, for example, take pride in the fact that it's bigger than any other full-size pickup. Dr. America expects that someday soon there will be a new truck called the Mammoth or the Mastodon, named appropriately for animals associated with extinctions. Sometimes full-size trucks are modified to become monster trucks, and monster truck rallies feature these vehicles rolling over all obstacles, including other vehicles. The truckness of trucks also has certain practical advantages in rolling over legal obstacles. Because a truck is not a car, for example, trucks don't have to meet the fuel efficiency standards set by the EPA. That means that you can have an overpowered engine without ever being empowered to think about the environmental impacts of a truck. As the United States becomes more suburban, its automotive fleet is becoming more exurban, as both pickups and sport utility vehicles drive right over safety, efficiency, and emissions laws. When Americans truck with trucks, we are also trucking with ecological disaster. But only in the future, when only our children, presumably, will suffer the consequences. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, thinking hard, like a rock.